from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online. And it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Hi, Alcamico, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
Your coworkers might annoy you, but we promise we won't. Download the free Odyssey app and you can listen to us at work while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Tune in late, you can rewind your favorite live shows to catch what you missed. And with chapters, easily jump to the topics that you care about most, like the latest updates from your team. Your sports talk, your way. The Odyssey app. Download it today.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Hi, how are you?
Featuring Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I'm a dynamic human being.
Where's that guy at? Give us a call, BPA. Spadoni in for Bonte, alongside Joe Shasky. We just had Brian Baldinger on. Find that entire interview.
So good.
Courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Find that entire interview via the free Odyssey app. Download that bad boy. Getting thousands of other stations on there. Sports, aliens, sledding, whatever you like or into. There's that. Also, be sure to hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Dealer. And for a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer, Joe Shasky. We're fired up, man. We got football less than 2 weeks. We got Jets, Niners. But you said something to Brian Baldinger. We have five questions that are burning, for the 49ers heading into the season that we're going to get to in just a second. 888-957-9570. Five questions we want to ask you, the listeners. It's going to be rapid fire. We're going to list them off. You're going to answer. You're not going to think. You're not going to take long soliloquies. This isn't an essay circa, 2008, Palma High School. We're not writing a two-page thesis on the tragedy of Othello. It's going to be rapid fire, okay? So 888-957-9570. I want to hear from the callers. But you said something during Baldy when you were asking about fantasy football. You just did a draft, but you didn't finish it?
All right. I will explain
no,
that.
No, you need to explain.
I will. I'll explain that. And while I do that, I want the lines to light up. Rapid fire. You give out the questions, all right, so that the audience can hear these questions. And then as I'm telling my story, it'll give people time to call in, 888-957-9570, and we can ask them the five biggest questions that we have here. I do. I want to hear from the audience because
I do too.
I know we're all exhausted with the Aiyuk-Trent money talk. We just the contracts, everything. Like, we're all exhausted by it. So let's actually talk about the season. Talk about the season. Five questions.
How does it make you feel?
Five big questions. So give the questions out, and then we'll let people call in, and then I'll filibuster with my story while we get the lines lit.
Five questions. Here's the questions that are burning in 49ers fans' brains right now. The first question, what's the 49ers regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Aiyuk? Is it going to be 9-8? Is it going to be 10-7? Is it going to be 11-5? Are they going to be fine without him, or are they going to be horrible without him? Number two, when I say Kyle Shanahan, you say blank. Number three, who is the face of the San Francisco 49ers? Number four, besides Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance to win the Super Bowl? And number five, the biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is blank, blank, blank.
We already got people lining in. 888-957-9570. All right, so this is what happened. Saturday, okay? We went to my boy EJ's house. Now, you got to understand, he's got two kids. I think they're 6 and 5 or 6 and 4 or whatever. And his wife, thankfully, very nicely, left the house so that we could, all the idiots could show up and draft in the backyard and make a bunch of noise. Now, you got to understand, kids got to go to bed. I mean, you know this, Joe. You've got multiple children.
Yes.
And so Eric, EJ, was like, hey, man, a 5 to 8 is the window. Now, we go offline. We are not an online draft. We're live,
okay.
And we have stickers, and you have to walk up to
you're
the
in
board,
like a garage,
and that takes time.
Yes.
Plus, there's storytelling.
How much does it cost, by the way? Like, what? To get all, print all that out? Like,
it's
how
like $25 for one of those boards.
No. Like, you have to, like, individually, like, print stickers. With,
no,
like,
you
players.
Buy them. They have draft boards.
Okay. Like, how much is that?
I don't know. $25, $30, whatever. Okay. Right? You know? Mm-hmm. And so, basically, long story short is the draft takes forever. And right? And then we ordered pizza. Goat Hill Pizza was phenomenal. And then, you know, we're talking. We're hanging out in the backyard. Well, the family comes home, and they came home at, like, 8:30 or 8:45. We're still not done. We're in, like, the 13th round, and we've got 16 slots to fill. So, of course, all of us were like, oh, let's all go to the bar. And we ended up going to Carl's Beacon. And we still had 2.5 rounds to fill. So, over the last 2 days, we've been going one pick at a time on a group thread. Yeah, oh, it's been a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. Now, I could not handle that. Like, I already get mad when, like, they have the max allowed. Like, you'll join any league, right? Like, your buddy wants to join you in one. It's like, all right, fine. For you, I'll do it. It's like $100 buy-in, whatever it is. And then the guy doesn't know what he's doing, the commissioner, and just like, yeah, we have 2-minute gaps in between each of these picks. What are we doing? Like, I have a family. It's 10 o'clock at night, people. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go to this man. And can we get a little bet here? Because I know PPA, he's going to do the five questions, but he has something else he wants to get off his chest first before we get to the five questions. So we're going to hit the NFL primetime
bet. Before you do that, can I defend my group for a second? These are my homies. We've known each other, a lot of us since kindergarten.
Who's attacking you?
No, but all I'm saying is this. We don't get to see each other as much as we would like to because we're busy.
Okay.
And so when we're all together for 4 or 5 hours, it rolls into 6 and it's a bunch of jokes. Half of us are sober. Half of us still drink a little. And, you know, we're just having fun. So you could shame us for all you want. Live is live. And it was a hell of a lot of fun. And I will defend it to the death. And I hope we don't finish the draft again next year.
I don't know. No one's attacking you here. I'm fine. Yeah, you're cool, bro. I'm just more of a Yahoo guy. It's all right. Just chilling on Yahoo. And we're chilling, all right?
Well, see, that's a burn and turn league. I like to enjoy it. Some people like to pick the crab and build a big pile of crab meat. Some people like to eat as they go.
What do you like to do?
Well, with this group of friends, I like to pick all the crab meat and build a pile. I want to enjoy the moment.
I like the crab meat already taken out for me, lobster. Jeez. I don't want to have to work for anything. And that's, again, because I'm a winner.
All right, let's do this.
Brian in Palo Alto is going to get us started.
Let's go, BPA.
But first, I need that's what I needed right there.
And line them up. Brian, 888-957-9570.
Thank you.
Got two open spots.
Five questions that are burning 49ers fans' brains right now. We're going to get to that. Brian, I know you want to talk about something before we get to that. The floor is yours. Brian in Palo Alto.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great, bud. How you doing?
Yeah. Just pretty shocking for a very competent group in the 49ers just how incompetent their entire operation has been in this negotiation. And I don't even know where you go now.
Well, here's where we go. Question number one. What's the regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk if they don't play all year?
10-7.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Tortured genius.
Wow, I love that answer. Who is the face of the 49ers?
Parag.
Oh, my God. Besides Brock Purdy, that's such a great answer. Besides Brock Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance at winning the Super Bowl?
Without Trent and Ayuk?
Yep.
Debo and McCaffrey.
All right. The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is?
Packers.
I love it. BPA, great work.
BPA, great job. All right.
888-957-9570. You've seen how it's done. What an answer. The face of the Niners is Parag.
I love that. 888-957-9570.
Torture genius is a great answer for that Kyle Shanahan.
That is, and Parag is Parag's all time. Packers, I need to see more for the Packers.
I fear them, though.
We'll see. They had a nice half.
I'm going to write down some of these answers for Kyle Shanahan.
We'll see.
Tortured genius is a...
When I look at his face, he does look like a tortured individual. That's a guy who's come up short not once, not twice, but three times in the Super Bowl. You can see him eating at him. I get it, man. I get it.
All right.
Connie out in San Francisco.
Hey, Connie.
Connie, how you doing?
Good morning.
Are you ready are you ready for these five questions? Connie, are you ready?
Yeah, I hope.
Are you? Well, I hope so, too. This is the biggest moment of your life right now. Did you know that?
Okay. Pressure's on.
Number one.
What will be the 49ers' regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk? What will it be?
I don't know.
15 wins?
Yeah.
Wow. Number two. When I say Kyle Shanahan, Connie, you say what?
Mastermind.
Ooh, I like that.
Not mad at that.
Number three.
Okay. Who is the face of the San Francisco 49ers?
Kittle.
Ooh, good answer.
I said that yesterday. That's a good one,
That's
Connie.
That's a really good answer. 888-957-9570. Line them up.
When he said good answer right there, it felt like we were on
Family Feud.
Good answer.
No, this is a good...
Steve, I'm going mastermind. Number four. Thank you. Besides Brock Purdy, Connie, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance to win the Super Bowl? Trent Williams, you said?
Yeah, good answer.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense. That Purdy's going to need him, absolutely. And number five, rounding it out here, Connie, you're doing a hell of a job. You're crushing it. The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is who?
Oh, tough one. I'm going to go with Detroit.
Detroit, okay. That's Connie in San Francisco.
Great work, Connie.
Great job.
Great work.
Connie in San Francisco.
957-9570. We have a slot that's open. We've got a hollow crew right now. Carter, I'm going to go to you because I want your answers, and then I'm going to go to you, and then we're going to go back out to the phone lines. All right, Carter, number one. What's the regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk?
I think they get 9 wins.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Not a finisher.
Wow.
Not a finisher. Wow.
Okay. He starts well.
Who is the face of the 49ers?
Kyle Shanahan.
Besides Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance to win a Super Bowl?
Debo.
Ooh, I like that answer. The biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is?
Easy, the Eagles.
All right. Eagles, I like it. Let's go out to the lines. Who's in line one?
We got Dustin from Concord, Joe Shasky.
Let's
join us here.
You do one, I do one.
888-957-9570. Dustin, are you ready for these five questions?
What's up, man? I'm ready. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Dustin.
All right, number one. What's the regular season record for the 49ers without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk?
Man, pushing it to Debo, and Debo has a big year. Let's go with 10-7.
Love it. All right.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Oh. You put him back on hold. Dustin from Concord. Hold on. There we go. He's back.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Plays to not lose the game instead of win the game.
Number three. Who is the face of the San Francisco 49ers? I think we lost him.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Next line. Boy, we got lit lines.
Yeah, hold on.
Give me the next one.
Hold on. Pot this person down. We're going to figure it out. It's all right. We're throwing the guys in the fire back there. There's a lot of callers. Let's get them all on hold. You lock someone in. There you go. Hit it twice. Pot that person down. Screen the call. It's okay. You know what? It's okay. This is our preseason. This is our preseason. How about you ask
full
him?
Start.
Ask him to me, Joe
Shasky. All right,
Shasky.
Let's go. Number one, what is the regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk?
They will go 8-9.
What? Wow. No faith in the coach.
Without Trent Williams, that's the one for me. You're not going to, yeah.
They went 3-1 without Joe Staley in 2019. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
I say earned arrogance.
Okay. Besides Purdy, who needs to have, excuse me, who is the face of the 49ers?
George Kittle.
Besides Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance to win the Super Bowl?
Kyle Shanahan.
The biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is?
This is what I've been having a hard time with. I want to say the Philadelphia Eagles. What if I go crazy on you right here, Joe Shasky? What if I just go nuts? What if I am so damn high on the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams takes the lead by storm?
They're going to face
each other. And I don't know what week it is. You best believe I am all in on the Caleb Williams hype train. They're going to be a playoff team, Joe Shasky, and maybe, just maybe, they can upset someone. So I'm going to say the Chicago Bears. How about that? How about that in your face?
All right. Who's on line one?
We got Rona. Is that Rona in San Leandro? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
It's Verna.
Verna. It's okay. Hey, you know what? We're workshopping. Verna, that's a beautiful name, Verna. We appreciate you joining Spadoni and Shasky on the morning roast here.
Number one.
What is the 49ers regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk?
I would say 8 wins.
Okay. That's what I had him at.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
He'll get you to the end, but scared.
Wow. Okay, it's strong.
Number three.
Who is the face of the San Francisco 49ers?
I'd have to say Brock.
Good call.
Smart.
Number four.
Besides Brock Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
You got to have defense. I would say Bosa.
Let's go.
Verna, you're crushing it right now.
Number five.
The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is?
It's the Rams.
Oh, you know what?
That's a great call.
Verna, I love it. The Rams are the team that beat in the playoffs.
I love this.
Right? Like, that's the team. Sean McVay had your... Like, he doesn't have your number in the regular season, but in the biggest game they've played...
I know.
He's won it.
But he doesn't have Aaron Donald, so... Let's go out to the lines. Let me do this one.
Okay, Scott and Martinez. Let's go to Scott.
What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. What's up, buddy? How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Number one. What's the regular season record with no Trent and no Ayuk for the whole season?
9-8.
Wow, I'm with you on that. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Trying to be a guru.
Number three.
Who is the face of the 49ers?
I'm going Christian McCaffrey.
I'm with you. He's done a cover of Madden. It's tough to argue with that.
Number four.
Besides Brock Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance to win a Super Bowl?
Again, I'm going to have to say Christian McCaffrey. He's got to go off.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Number five.
Biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is?
The Bears.
Wow.
Back to back, baby. Caleb. I'm telling you, dude, I'm all in. Scotty is, too, on the Caleb Williams hype train. Dude, the guy, it's just... I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I am. Maybe because my quarterbacks and my team suck so bad that I have to latch on to some other team, and maybe my team will be the Bears this year. Let's go to Trucker 23 out in Bakersfield. Trucker 23, you ready for these five questions?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Number one. Regular season record for the 49ers without Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk.
8-7.
Okay.
Number two.
Couple ties in there. when I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Scheme master.
Okay. Scheme master.
Number three.
Who is the face of the San Francisco 49ers?
Fred Warner.
That's a good one.
You know what? That's a really good Trucker 23 on Bakersfield. But I see Fred Warner's face everywhere because he's on a bunch of billboards for like an injury law, like in the East Bay, everywhere. So I see Fred a lot.
Number four.
Besides Brock Purdy, Trucker, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
McCaffrey.
Strong. It's hard to do back-to-back offensive player of the year stuff, but you know what? He's so damn good.
I think he should have been in the MVP last year.
We don't give it to running backs.
I know.
Number five.
Although some might say that, you know, Lamar Jackson is a running back. The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is?
I would say the Rams.
All right. I'm not mad at that. The Rams, that's... If you're looking in your own division, like Sean McVay and Matt Stafford have done it, right? Like that, there's only two quarterbacks that are starting that have won Super Bowls in the NFL right now.
That's crazy.
Matt Stafford, Patrick Mahomes. Joe Flacco's backing up, but he's a backup. He's not starting.
Well, he'll help. If you're listening to the broadcast, he might take that job from Anthony Richardson.
Bonte and I got into that. Bonte's like, I kind of agreed with him. I was like, please.
All right, give me the next one. I got this one.
Dave and Fremont.
Dave!
What up?
What up?
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Number one.
What's the regular season record with no Trent Williams and no Brandon Ayuk?
10-7.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say?
Hot seat.
Oh, man.
Number three.
Who is the face of the 49ers?
50-50, CMC or Brock Purdy.
Number four.
Besides Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance to win the Super Bowl?
Dominic Puny or Nick Bosa?
Got a Dominic Puny. Let's go, my guy.
Number five.
Biggest threat to the Niners in the NFC is...
The 49ers.
Oh, wow. You're looking
love that.
Introspective here. We're going like Sith, the light side, the dark side. It's all within you. That was a great call. I think we got time for maybe one or two more.
Let's do one more. Everyone stay online. We'll keep doing this
because the lines are lit up.
There's a variety of answers, yes. And we're talking football.
Oh, that's all we care about.
We're not talking contracts.
No, 888-957-9570, football, baby. We got to go to Suga Robin in the city.
What's up, Robin?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for choosing me, guys.
Absolutely. We love to choose you. All right, you ready for these five questions, Robin?
We're choosing you.
Yes.
Number one.
The Niners' regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk is what?
I'm going to say 10 wins. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, 10 wins. Number probably two. Still in the playoffs. All right, number two. When I say Kyle Shanahan, Robin, you say what?
I'm going to say poor judgment at times.
Poor judgment at times. I like that.
Number three.
Number three. Who is the face of the San Francisco 49ers?
This is hard. I'm going to say McCaffrey.
Okay.
Number four.
Besides Brock Purdy, Robin, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
That whole damn offensive line.
That's a fact, right? Like, if there's no Trent, it's going to be a long season. And Brock, I love you. He's still 6 foot, man. Like, I'm as tall as him, I think. Like, we got to protect our guy. All right, rounding
number
it out.
Number five.
Robin, who scares you in the NFC? Does anyone? Is there a big threat to the 49ers in the NFC? Who is it?
If they get it together, no one.
Okay.
Love it.
You like that? It's just the Niners are their own worst enemy.
I love this.
There you go.
That some of the answers for Kyle Shanahan. Like when I say Kyle, you say torture genius, not a finisher, plays not to lose, gets you there at the end but fails, scheme master, hot seat. I mean, we've got some answers, and we've got full lit lines go nowhere.
888-957-9570. We're crushing it right now. You guys are crushing it right now. Not so fast, Joe Shasky. Don't take all those headphones just yet, because we are talking about the biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC, and I get it. I want to be a little different, but at the same time, I do believe we are sleeping. There's always a sleeper every single year. Whatever confidence. Like, who saw the Packers last year taking the Niners to the brink?
I didn't.
You didn't? So is it that crazy to say a team like the Chicago Bears, loaded offensively, if you think Caleb's the next best thing, like, I think he's going to be, we're talking about Trevor Lawrence, I think he's going to be better than Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has already got one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the playoffs under his belt. I think the Bears are going to be for real in year one. They got a defensive guy as their head coach, which I actually think plays well in the NFC, believe it or not. Like, there's a lot of offensive masterminds, and I get that. Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, they were the head coach that took him there. But if he could match up Eberflus well against Kyle Shanahan's scheme, then all bets are off. Like, like D'Amico Ryans and what he was able to do with the Texans, going back to that team. Like, who saw the Texans going there last year? Like, there's going to be a team this year, and I do believe the Chicago Bears can be one. Are you excited about Caleb this year?
Of course I am, but he's a rookie.
C.J. Stroud was a rookie last year.
I know, but it's first year
Jordan Love's first full year last year.
He threw 23 touchdowns. We act like he threw 46.
But he ran a bunch, too.
No, he was very good. But, like, you're a rookie. You've never even had a playoff game. Caleb, what was the last? Did he even win a bowl game?
No, they blew a huge lead, I think, to
I'm not trying to be a hater. Like, I love Caleb. I'm really excited. But, like, let him have a season first.
All right, Kevin, Tay, George, John, Judy, the rest of you, 888-957-9570. On the other side, top five question for the 49ers. I want to hear from the faithful. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast, it's 95.7 The Game.
Hey, yo, it's Houston, man. We listen to the 95.7 The Game, the Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
I mean, Spadoni, the answers that we're getting are absolutely incredible as we're playing this little exercise. And it's a lot of fun because I want to talk football. I think a lot of people want to talk football.
Oh, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Overall, I mean, we're going to go through some more. We got people on hold. We're going to go right to you. But one of the things that I'm finding out from just the audience, a small sample, people are they like Shanahan, but they're really down on him right now. Like, really down on him. Here's some of the answers on when I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what? People have said torture genius. I said winner.
Torture genius.
Not a finisher.
Is it George Harrison?
Gets you to the end, but fails. Plays not to lose. Scheme master. Stubborn arrogance was texted in. Hot seat was texted in.
He's not on the hot seat.
I agree, but there's some interesting ones, and I feel like people aren't seeing the Detroit Lions as a threat either. We've heard Rams, we've heard Bears, we've heard the Niners themselves. It's interesting.
Shanahan's a very interesting character, and we'll get into more of that later. And we're going to fit Kevin, Tay, George, we're going to get to you in a second to wrap up the five burning questions for the San Francisco 49ers. But something about him, man, it rubs people the wrong way, whatever it is, if it's the demeanor, the way he speaks, the people say mastermind or arrogance. I think I said that. I said earned arrogance. Like he has it. Like I'm the smartest guy in the room, but he just doesn't have the hardware. That's really what it comes down to. Because once you get that hardware, then you can do whatever you want. Then you could be Bill Belichick to the media and just do that all the time.
Is there a Dusty Baker quality to him a little where he'll get you like regular season?
Yeah, but Dusty was so personable though, right?
Yeah, but Dusty would lose in horrific ways in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he was so like, he was such a nice guy. Do you think of Shanahan? Do you think of nice guy?
No. But he is a player's coach. I think of him as a player's coach.
But when I think player's coach, I think of Sean McVay. Everyone loves Sean McVay, right? Like,
no, you're probably right.
But don't the players love Shanny? I don't know.
Not named Ayuk?
Yes. Again, I'm just saying, like, it's a tough one. Let's get the bed back up real quick. I want to get into this. 888-957-9570. We're going to go to Kevin here in just a second. The five questions that are burning in 49ers fans' brains right now heading this upcoming season. Let's go to Kevin and Silva, Carter. Kevin, I should say. Not in Silva. It's Kevin Silva. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Yep. Hey, how's it
going?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing swell, Kevin. How you doing on this beautiful Tuesday morning?
All right, just commuting into Oakland right now.
That's true. Shout out to town, baby. That's where I live. All right.
Number one. Yeah.
What's the regular season record for the 49ers this year without Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk, Kevin?
10-7.
Yeah, fair enough.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, Kev, you say what?
Aging football savant.
Say that first part again.
Aging football savant.
Aging? Is he even 50 years old yet? He's not that old.
Well, more mentally. Aging.
No, I like that answer, though.
Number three.
But he's only a couple years older than me. He's not that ancient.
Yeah. Who is the face of the 49ers, Kevin?
Not that old.
Who's the face of the 49ers?
Right now, I think Brock and Fred.
I like that.
Number four.
Besides Brock, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
Debo's got to step up.
Ooh, got a lot of Debo's.
Number five.
Biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is who?
Outside of Detroit, I think contract negotiations.
That's a great one. Point. Great call.
What a great call, Kevin.
We've got a couple Debos that are interesting to me because when I think of Debo, like, I get it. Like, he's dynamic. He's awesome. But he's not the first guy I think of when I think of who needs to have a huge year. Because I don't think of, maybe it's just me. Like, when I think of wide receivers that win Super Bowls, like last year at the Chiefs, Kelsey didn't have a huge year. Right? Like the Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
When it mattered, he was there.
He was. But I don't think the Debo Samuel has to have a huge year for the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, personally.
I think if there's no Ayuk, he becomes so much more important.
See, I think Kittle needs to be like, and stop me if you've heard this before, Joe Shiasky. Yeah, George Kittle needs to get involved more. Stop me if you've heard that.
He had a great year last year.
He was the best tight end in football.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great year. Look at the numbers.
You had the best running back in football. You had the best tight end in football last year. You had probably the best, outside of maybe the Dolphins, but you had the best dynamic wide receiver duo in the league last year, and you had a top five quarterback for a lot of the year.
Like, these answers for Kyle Shanahan are just wild. Who's the next
you
person?
You want to go to Tay from D.C.?
All right, Tay, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I'm here.
Let's do it. All right, ready?
Number one.
What's the regular season record if there's no Trent Williams and no Ayuk for the whole season?
I'm going to go 9 wins, maybe squeak out 10.
It's the common answer.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
I'm going to say he's bullheaded. I mean, he gets in his own way a lot. He doesn't play players he's supposed to play. I think he's bullheaded. J.P. Mason needs more run time.
I like that.
Number three.
Who is the face of the 49ers?
It's got to be a Mount Rushmore. You got to put Kittle, Warner, Debo, and Purdy.
Good answer.
Number four.
Besides the aforementioned Brock Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say whoever's taking Trent Williams' position has to have a career year if he's not going to be there. And whoever's filling in for IU and Javon Hargrave, please.
You're not Ryan.
We show up. Yeah.
Hargrave's got to have a big year.
Number five.
For the money.
The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is what team?
If I got to go with a team, I'm going to say Philly. My sleeper team would be Captain Kirk. But Kyle Shanahan is the biggest threat.
Love you, Ted.
But the people on Shanahan, I'm honestly, I'm amazed. Because I remember what this team was before Shanahan.
Yikes.
And I'm not saying he's flawless. Nobody's flawless. He's really good.
He is the third best head coach in the NFL for me right now.
And he drives me crazy, too. I'm not here to say that he doesn't. Like, all the coaches do maddening things at times.
You don't know what you got till it's gone, 49ers fans. That's all I will say when it comes to be careful what you wish for. Head coaches.
I remember Chip.
And Jimmy Tom Sula.
I remember them. I remember Dennis Erickson.
You remember Mike Singletary. Like,
I remember Mike Nolan.
Yes, it's tough.
Trust me.
Yes, I'm experienced that with Antonio Pierce this year because I think it's not going to be great. Let's go to George out in Los Altos.
Hey, George.
Georgie, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
All right. You got the Joes here.
Number one.
What's the 49ers' regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk?
11-6.
Wow. You're confident.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what, George?
It's about time, buddy.
Number three.
Who was the face of the 49ers?
George Kittle.
Number four.
Besides Brock Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
Juwan Jennings.
Whoa!
That's a good answer, actually.
Good answer. That's good answer. That's a really good answer.
I think
number
he can do
five.
More.
Biggest threat to the Niners, George, in the NFC is who?
Detroit.
There it is. Succinct, smart, confident. That's what the Roasters are, baby. I like Juwan Jennings, huh? You like that one?
I do because
Juwan, man?
He's a guy that just shows up in big games, always. Now, he's an afterthought in a lot of those games because no one's even thinking he's going to make a play. He's like one of those dudes, like he's not going to blow you away with physicality. He just makes plays.
You know there's a name we haven't heard yet that I'm kind of shocked? Because he's only been in the league for a year. Jake Moody. Yeah, Carter is like, he's like Jake Moody. He's like, but a kicker having a career year, is that a good or a bad thing for San Francisco?
Well, I mean, David Akers had a career year, and we were ready to rip our heads off.
Eagles legend, David Akers, as well, as a Niners legend. You want to get our guy Gene in Oakland?
He's going, Gene? I got him.
Morning, fellas. All my answers have been covered, but I'll repeat them anyway.
No, number one. Speak from the heart. What's the regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk for the whole season?
I'm kind of leaning to 11-6, but the safe bet is 10-7, I'd say.
All right.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Offensive savant.
Hello. Number three.
Who's the face of the 49ers?
I think it's McCaffrey this year and Brock by the end of the year.
That's a good answer.
Number four.
Besides Brock Purdy, who needs to have a career year to give the Niners their best chance to win a Super Bowl?
I'm going with Debo, because if Debo had been healthy and played his best last year, we would have won that Super Bowl.
Hard to argue.
Number five.
The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is?
The biggest threat would be Detroit and injuries.
Yeah, injuries is a good one.
It's a good one.
I mean, injuries really strong. Watching that receiver doc, you realize how fragile Kittle and Debo, in terms of like at the end of the year, they were.
It's a war of attrition.
They were so hurt. And I know the other teams are too. I'm not saying that this is a strictly Niner thing, but like Kittle couldn't even lift his arm in the Super Bowl.
No, it was a thing. And then Drake Greenlaw losing him in that game. And then Debo Samuel. Just big moments. Just coming up short in those big moments, Debo, in those injuries, the hamstrings. And it says the soft tissue injuries specifically, like you can't do anything about those. A hamstring, like those things linger and stuff like that. So it's been great to hear that he's been awesome in training camp. He's looked the best. He's in shape. He's wanting it. Just stay healthy, 49. If they can stay healthy, they got 10 wins in the bag, no problem. If, by the way, they have Brandon Ayuk, who, again, we're talking about health. Can he stay healthy? F, you've missed the entirety of training camp. Like, soft tissue injury, that's a thing. Get into training camp shape. Darren is out in Concord. You ready, Darren, for these five questions?
Hello?
Hey, Darren, yep. You there?
I'm here.
All right.
Number one.
What's the regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers?
So, nine.
Nine wins.
Number two.
When I say Kyle Shanahan, Darren, you say what?
Eagles, Andy Reid.
Oh, that's a name that I... Yeah.
Number three.
You're talking about that. Who is the face of the 49ers?
Go Brock.
Number four.
And besides Brock, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl?
I'm going to go D'Amour Lenore.
Ah, there
Very
we go.
Very unique answer.
Yep.
Number five.
Secondary's been shaky in the past. It'd be nice to have some guy you can consistently count on. The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC, Darren, is who?
I'm going with the Rams.
It's a lot of Rams. I think Rams and Lions are leading the way right now. Great call, yeah. Darren.
You know what? I think we've got a couple of people left on hold.
Yes.
I just want to get into some of these Shanahan answers.
Absolutely.
I say we just ask them their Shanahan answers so we can float through some of these people. We can go over some of the other answers and whatnot, but I want to do this because I think tomorrow we're going to talk big Shanahan.
We are. Okay.
So let's rat-a-tat-tat these callers on. When I say Shanahan, you say what?
Okay, so that's going to be it. So all the people that are waiting right now, we're just going to do the Shanahan one.
That way we don't get too redundant.
Correct. So Chad is in Fremont. Major Chad alert. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what, Chad?
Hey, guys. Got to say offensive genius, but underachiever.
Oh, there you go. Kevin Fremont.
Broad.
Charles San Jose.
I say Kyle Shanahan. You say what?
I say Kyle Shanahan. He's a no F's given type of coach. He doesn't care who he's playing. He's not changing his game plan. He just needs players to step up and play how he coaches.
There you go. Jacob, San Leandro. I say Kyle Shanahan. You say what?
A great coach.
That was boring. Mike from Santa Clara.
I'm with him, though. He is a great coach.
That's fine. I want drama. TNT. Mike, Santa Clara. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Morning, fellas.
What's up?
The Kyle Shanahan question you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, until he proves me wrong, Super Bowl choke.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It's Mike from Santa Clara. Our callers are just the best. Morning roast,
that
baby.
That was a lot of
that
fun.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. That felt very Family Feud-like. I know it was confusing when we first started, and we're kind of ironing out the kinks, so I appreciate everybody being patient, all the contributions. I mean, we must have done, what, 20 calls?
At least.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
We're still getting them in. People just
fired
up.
Well, you know what? I say we just keep going. Like, this Kyle Shanahan thing is interesting to me, and the reason why I find it interesting, like, I think everybody realizes, like, he's really smart. He's really good. And is it... What's the number one trait that people despise the most in any person? Is it arrogance?
I think it's demeanor.
Is it wealth?
I think it's just how people like you look at someone and you know if you like them or not. I'm a big believer in that.
What do you mean?
Like, if I see, like, Carter's got great energy.
He does.
Right now.
He does.
Like, I like to feel like I come in and someone, like, smiles.
He's
when they
a
look
vibe.
At me. Like, exactly. Baldy last week.
Yeah, he's a vibe.
We all have those people that walk in, maybe in this building, that they walk in and it's just like, ugh. I feel like Kyle Shanahan's kind of like that with some people.
So I just like, I'm curious.
I'm being honest.
But no, let me, like, I will ask the audience on this. Like,
and I don't know the guy personally.
Kyle Shanahan, everything's exactly the same. And Nick Bosa stops Patrick Mahomes in overtime on that 4th-and-2.
That's great.
Now you think of Shanahan completely different?
Yeah, he won, but he didn't.
I mean, the margins are so thin. Could we all acknowledge that he's really good?
Yes.
Okay, he's not Belichick. Who is? Okay, he's not Bill Walsh. Who is? You're talking about two of the greatest coaches in modern sports across all the various sports. Come on, like, really good. He's on a short list of unbelievable coaches.
He set the bar high, though, Joe. Like, he has got the label as choker, though, as some of our callers alluded to. Like, that is, unfortunately, when you are a fan of a Bay Area sports franchise, what have they seen in the last decade from the Giants and from the Warriors?
Was Bobby Cox a choker in baseball?
He won one, though. He won one. I'm sorry. Like, he is a championship manager or coach.
Is Marv Levy a choker? I'm asking
yes,
out loud.
He lost four straight. Like, sorry, you guess, you get there, but you lost. Like, I don't like, I hate to be that guy, but it is what it is.
So was Dusty a choker before he finally won a World Series?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, everyone would call him a choker before he won one.
Gosh.
Yes. I hate to be harsh like that. You and Steiny hate that label, choke artist. I get it.
I just think it diminishes the entire journey. And it's like things happen on the field, on the court, or whatever that are out of the coach's control. I'm not saying that the coach doesn't create lineups and put people in a position to succeed, but there are times like the ball just doesn't bounce your way.
Sometimes you face the greatest quarterback of all time, Patrick Mahomes.
Was Don Shula a putz after when he went to the Miami Dolphins after they went undefeated? Because he didn't win anything after that. Was he a putz?
No, but he got a perfect season under his belt.
I'm saying after that. Like, was he just a moron?
But it doesn't matter after that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Once you get the one, everything.
But Mike McCarthy has one.
Yes.
Does anyone think Mike McCarthy's better than Shanahan?
Not now.
No, not ever.
Not now.
Not ever. Okay.
His stock was at an all-time high when they beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Come on.
Okay. But, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, John Fox, I believe, won one.
He did not win one.
Who was the head coach?
It was Gary Kubiak.
Gary Kubiak. Okay. Kubiak, great example. Does anyone think Kubiak... And Kubiak's good. He's a really good offensive mind. I have tremendous respect for him.
He worked very closely with Kyle Shanahan. He was on his staff out in Houston.
I'll critique. I'm here for the criticism. I'm here for the critique. I get all that. But to say that he's like, and I'm not saying that that's what the audience thinks, but like there is a sentiment that he's garbage. And it's like, no, he's not garbage. He's just not.
No one's saying he's garbage, but we've gotten to the point now, if you're a 49ers fan, I'm tired of losing the big game. Three times now since 2012, you have lost a Super Bowl. You're going up. If you lose another one, that's four straight. Like, I'm sorry.
But I could also make the argument that you had the worst quarterback, the lesser quarterback in almost every single playoff game outside of the, you know, Geno Smith game. Like, in terms of, you know, who that quarterback was in the hierarchy of the league, you know, quarterback matters.
Yeah, but you know how many times a lesser quarterback has won the Super Bowl in the last 20 years? I can have a handful. Tom Brady was not better than Kurt Warner that year.
Not at that time.
Nick Foles is not better than Tom Brady. Eli Manning twice was not better than Tom Brady all career-wise. It happens. Who'd Joe Flacco beat? Well, Colin Kaepernick. Like, I think Kaepernick was better that year than Joe Flacco.
But in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, Flacco was
one of the great playoffs.
It might be one of the great, but you get what I'm saying. Like, that happens. Like, you can, the upsets happen. Like, Plunkett beating Joe Theismann was one. Like, they were a wild card team.
I'm not saying people are wrong. Like, how you feel I get it. Like, I do. Like, you lose faith over time. I understand all that. It's just, I find it interesting. Like, they've been wildly successful. All right. They win double digit games pretty much every year. Their season ends deep into the playoffs every single year. They've got not just good players. They have so many superstars. They can't afford all the superstars they have. That's how good this guy's been at running this team. They've been wildly successful. And yeah, he can't close out that fourth quarter against that guy. Not any guy. Like, I would listen to you. Like, if they would have lost to Nick Foles, I'd be like, you know what, Joe? You're right. They lost to Mahomes twice.
They did.
Mahomes!
It's true. A guy, you know, the only guy to beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl, too, is a guy you could have had. And that's Kyle Shanahan,
that's
right?
A whole nother.
Well, that's Kyle. I'm sorry, though. Yeah. Tom Brady. You could have had him.
I know.
Maybe you have one now. Actually, not even maybe. I know for a fact you have at least one Super Bowl if you pull the trigger on Tom Brady right now. I know that for a fact. Don't even try to dispute that at 888-957-9570. If Kyle Shanahan pulled the trigger back then, which he should have, because now we know that Jimmy Garoppolo is a has-been, he was going to be a never-was. But you kept him for some reason. Why? I don't know. You saw the difference between him and Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl, and you're like, yeah, I still think we can win with him. Really? Really? That's why 49ers fans are having a hard time with him. That's why, Joe Shasky.
People are calling him Kershaw, the bridesmaid. I mean, it's just...
Hey, Kershaw's a great one. Hall of Famer, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Hey, Kyle Shanahan, I don't think he's going to be a Hall of Famer yet because I think you have to win one as a coach. Maybe Marv Levy's an exception to that.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyle's an exception to that at one point when he gets older. I mean, hell, his dad won too. He's not even in there. But Kershaw is labeled as a joker, but still, you can respect his game. That's okay. I can respect Kyle Shanahan's game, but still call him a choker. Right? You do it as Giants fans?
No, Alec, I respect the hell out of Kershaw. Yeah. He all-timer. He just doesn't play as well in the playoffs. But this is the difference. Like, Shanahan does win playoff games. He just didn't win the biggest one.
Dusty did, too. He was choked, right?
Yeah, I don't think that negates all the regular season winning and all the playoff winnings, and like you're a fraud. Like, maybe I'm flipping too deep into the you're a fraud. Like, you're not a fraud. You don't fraud your way to 12 wins every season. You just don't.
No, you don't. Listen, I'm not here to say Kyle Shanahan is a bad coach. I think he stinks. The 49ers should fire him. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying I understand 49ers fans' frustrations right now of getting to the doorstep three different times, one of them with Harbaugh and twice now with Kyle Shanahan. Two different quarterbacks, which is very impressive. But every single time, like, he's the offensive guy, and I felt like the offense was just behind the Chiefs the whole game.
It's got a LeBron feel to it in the sense that, like, LeBron, that first year with Miami when they got there, it's like, you lost? What? But they lost to J.J. Barea.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, Dirk had an unbelievable run. He's an all-time player. I get it. Yes.
You lost to Mahomes. Like, does anyone look at LeBron different because they got swept or whatever by the San Antonio Spurs? No, because that's the Spurs. Like, losing to Mahomes, to me, is different. Maybe I'm just parsing it. Maybe I'm making excuses for the guy. I think he's really good. Is he the greatest coach I've ever seen? No. I think he's freaking awesome, and I think the Niners would immediately regret moving off
888-957-9570. Do 49ers fans not appreciate Kyle Shanahan enough? 888-957-9570. Do you feel like this guy gets an unfair amount of criticism throughout the Bay Area landscape and nationally? 888-957-9570. I go back to the amount of championships the Bay Area has seen since 2010, starting with the Giants. Then you got the Warriors run. Like, Bay Area fans are spoiled now, Joe Shasky. You came from an era where you guys weren't as spoiled, right? The Warriors didn't win.
We propped up Roger Craig for getting the Giants to the World Series.
Just getting there.
Yes.
And then the A's won it. And that's another Bay Area. So I know there's cross ties there, but like, the 49ers were the team that everyone can gravitate towards. Football was the thing in the Bay Area because whether you had the Raiders, whether you had the Niners, they were winning championships there. And now for however long it's been, almost 30 years now, whatever it is, they haven't won it. And fans are tired and frustrated and angry and upset. And they don't want to hear about second place anymore. Sooner or later, second place gets old. I can feel that. Like, I have five older brothers. Getting second place to all five of them a lot pissed me off a lot. So, like, I understand 49ers fans' frustrations.
I would have a different outlook if, like, for example, they go 7-10 this year, okay, or 8-9 this year. And then next year, they're around the same, you know, like, if they're around 500 for multiple years, like, okay, now we have a different conversation. But they have been unbelievably, unbelievably successful.
Yeah.
And I say this as a longtime 49er fan who did, you know, grow up during the 80s and the 90s and saw how great they were. George Seifert lost a ton of big games. I love George Seifert. Mm-hmm. A ton of big games. Mm-hmm. Right? And now eventually it ran its course and you could feel the team needed to be shaken up. I don't think we're anywhere close to that right now.
No.
And again, losing to Mahomes, maybe I'm just making excuses for the guy. Well, I look at it differently. If Burford blocks up front, they score a touchdown, and everything plays out differently if McCaffrey doesn't fumble in the first quarter. So I put as much on players as I do the coach.
Tom Brady talking with Stephen A. Smith. I think this is at the Fanatics thing on the Stephen A. Smith show. But here's Tom Brady, who obviously went up against Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan was an OC at the time with the Atlanta Falcons, but 28-3 blown lead. Everyone remembers it. Kyle Shanahan gets a lot of the blame for that nationally still. But here's Brady defending Shanahan during that Patriots win over the Falcons.
I'm a huge Kyle Shanahan fan. I think he's an exceptional coach, an exceptional offensive mind. But I've never gotten over the fact that he was the offensive coordinator that lost a 25-point lead against your Patriots.
Well,
I'm like, run the football, keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands, And the clock will work for you. That's just my thinking.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it worked out the way it did. Let me say that. But at the same time, the argument for that is Matt Ryan had a 158.3 quarterback rating to that point. Right. He was playing as well. He won the MVP of that season. They had Julio Jones out there. And had it not, let's say he handed the ball off a couple times and didn't go well, they'd be saying, why didn't you put the ball in the hands of the MVP and throw it to your you know, first ballot Hall of Fame receiver? Right. So the reality is he had the league MVP. He had one of the great receivers of the generation in Julio Jones. That offense was prolific that season. Put it in their hands. If you're going to go down in the Super Bowl, you want to go down with your best guys. And he was trying, not that he was trying to go down, but he was trying to put it in their hands.
He loves Kyle Shanahan. That's what he said at the start, though, too.
But doesn't that matter? Okay.
Could have had him. Could have had Tom Brady.
I mean, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, who we all think is one of the more cerebral players ever.
Yes.
Like, Tom Brady is literally advocating for, and he's the greatest winner ever.
Yes.
And he's advocating for this guy.
Yeah.
Like, that matters to me.
There you go. 888-957-9570. Let me get legal here for a second, because you are listening to 95.7 The Game. KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We had Baldy join us 7:30, as he does each and every Tuesday. You can find that entire interview. Go ahead and download the Odyssey app. Also hit us up on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. We are streaming there.
It's X.
X. Yeah, just, I miss the Twitter. It's just easier. Elon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.